Welcome to the Meatball Pod. We missed you. Happy Thursday. And we're back because we didn't see you guys last week.
Yeah, last week we were actually away filming. So, you're going to get some good stuff coming. Not is this next season? I don't even know where we're at this point. Filming. Mm-hmm. Wait, is it going to air? It'll air, I guess, after the season that's airing now, right?
Yeah, I feel like what we just did was going to air in February, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea.
We filmed during the holidays and like stuff. I get all like jumbled in my head. I'm like, okay, this is day I'm filming. This day I'm getting ready for this.
Oh, I can't.
I'm just all over the place. So sorry, meatballs.
Yeah, me and Dina were just talking about this because obviously next week is Thanksgiving. So we're not going to have an episode because we'll be with family and celebrating. So this is going to be our episode. But the holidays are here. And obviously, you know, we're grateful for working. We love that our show is still on and entertaining you meatballs. But I mean, the holidays, I got shit to do. I feel like I'm not prepared for anything. Christmas, Thanksgiving, it's just like, things are getting crazy, and I feel like the time is freaking speeding by. My birthday is in a couple days. Like, what is happening?
Ugh, old lady.
Watch up.
Oh my gosh, you're going to be my age. Am I still old? Am I still old to you?
Well, yeah, because you're literally turning 38, like, now.
Yeah, January.
Yeah, so... Yes, I'm turning 37. So Vinny just turned 37, and I'm still a baby technically because I'm still 36. But Saturday, I will be 37. And it's
welcome to the dark side.
Oh my God, it's fucking wild. This is scary, D.
I swear, I turned 37 and my knees started like collapsing. My back hurt.
Oh, stop.
I'm falling apart over here.
I don't know. I'm scared. I don't want to get older because in my heart, I still feel like I'm like 25. I definitely don't feel like I'm 37. So I don't know how we got here. I don't know.
I don't feel like I'm 37 either. It's crazy.
Right? Like I don't feel like an adult.
Yeah. I feel like we still got it. Although me and Chris were hysterical the other night because we both got up from the couch and it was like, oh, like, and we looked like at morning. Each other. We looked at each other and we're like, oh my God, what happened to us?
It's not great. I did that the other night. I was, I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom because I just couldn't hold it anymore. And I was literally limping and I was like, oh. And then I looked at myself in the mirror and I'm like, are you okay?
I know. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious.
Like my body was stiff. Like I couldn't just get out of bed normally.
No.
Oh my God, what a sin.
How did we get here?
Yeah, so turning 37, and yeah, last week we were in Jamaica because I feel like everyone's posting pictures anyway.
Are we gonna get in trouble for posting those?
Literally everyone's posting things because we usually can't. But we went to Jamaica. We had a good time, and we just did the reunion. And everyone's posting pictures of the reunion, so I'm like, okay.
I know.
I guess nobody cares anymore.
I know. I'm getting a lot of like messages like, why weren't you at the reunion? But I actually
Tina quit, guys.
Yeah. I'm no longer on there.
She's had enough.
I couldn't get anybody to watch my kids. So I was momming. So I couldn't make the reunion this time around. And I guess I was like, I'll zoom in. But I guess when they zoomed with Paulie one time, it didn't go as like they wanted it to. So the zooming like doesn't work anymore. So I saw a picture of myself. What am I like? A sex doll in the back?
Oh, no, that was Sam. That was Sam's doll.
Oh, no, because it was next to Paulie.
No, yeah, they brought the Sam doll out as a special guest.
Oh, my God, I can't.
And it smelled.
And it had no knee.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
So weird.
It's so gross. So you guys will see. We got a lot coming up for you guys. I don't even know where we are.
I believe it's when Angelina meets up with Sam. I think it's right before the trip to Miami.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we got back from Vegas. We did the truce dinner, right? Or did we not do that yet?
No, we did the truce dinner.
Got it.
And then...
how fun was that?
Well, I mean, I enjoyed the food. I wasn't going to let you guys rain on my parade.
I didn't rain on anyone's parade.
No, you didn't. I'm joking. But the food was actually really freaking good. That food was good. I felt so bad because like nobody ate the food besides, I feel like, myself. You didn't eat anything.
Yeah, I was disgusted.
I was like, I'm eating.
I was like, I'm leaving.
Like, my fat ass is eating this private chef cooked meal. That is happening.
Yeah, it was good though. It was very good.
It was so good. I want to do it again without like the problems. But yeah, so what are you going to do for your birthday? Nicole likes to celebrate her birthday for an entire month.
Yeah, but I didn't because we've been fucking working.
Well, so yeah, usually, no, she makes it known every time we film. It's my birthday.
I'm everyone's saying to me at Hibachi, it was nice. Yeah. But yeah, I haven't really had time to do anything. So like me and Gianni, we're going to go to AC this Saturday. But then it's like Giovanna has cheer and everything and it felt rushy. So I'm just like, let's go out to like a nice dinner. On tomorrow, Friday, I want to go to Chili's with the kids.
Ooh,
for like
yes,
a first celebration. Yeah, so I want to get chips and guac and I want a margarita. So I'm gonna do that with the kids and then hopefully do like a nice alone time with Gianni for my birthday. Nice. And I mean that's really it. I feel like everything.
I love that we love chain so much restaurants.
Oh my god, I know. I love Chili's and I love Fridays.
I love all those. I love Chili's too. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite place to go with the kids because they eat. They actually eat, but also Red Lobster, of course. Everybody knows I love my Red Lobster, but the kids love Red Lobster. They love fried shrimp. I love Longhorn. Ooh. I love all chain restaurants. I'm like, I love it.
I love it. But for me and Gianni's day, there's this place in Summit. And it's like an old school Italian restaurant and they have the best martinis.
Ooh,
so I'm hoping we can go there. Because I really want to go there. It's good food and like you feel
and
stuffed.
It's, like, quiet.
Yeah, but it's like already like decorated for Christmas. So it's like got that vibe.
I love that.
Yeah, so I definitely want to go there. But yeah, I'm not doing anything crazy. I feel like maybe next week I'm gonna go to Joey's, you know, with like a couple friends to like celebrate.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, but it's nothing crazy.
Yeah, I already actually have mine planned too because I'm like, it's right after. I'm just going to do dinners too. I'm going to do Red Lobster with the fam and then like Toscano.
Like a nice date.
Yeah, like a nice date night with Chris.
And then I have my anniversary coming up. So that's the 29th.
This is a big one, guys.
Oh,
meatballs.
God,
this is her 10-year anniversary. And she never took
10 years. I know.
You need to do something.
When do I have the time, Jay?
I know, but you got to make it because...
Everyone's pissed me off.
10 years is big.
I know. So I was like, do you want to renew our vows? And he was like, yeah, sure.
He's like, cool.
I was like, that would be amazing.
He's like, let's go down to the municipal building.
I know. Like, can we do something fun? So yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll do AC for then because that would be
nice. You have to do something. 10 years is big.
Yeah.
Tell somebody to throw you a surprise party. Come on, Janice.
Oh, I know. Imagine. It would be nice. But yeah, there's a lot of things coming up. And then Christmas. I was just at Target this morning. And I'm trying to get like all my shopping done. So I don't have to like worry about it last minute because we do have our 15th year anniversary for Jersey Shore.
Yes.
So we're doing like a nice party for that and celebrating. We're gonna be filming it for next season. So I can't believe we've been on the freaking show for 15 years now.
That's crazy, Pam.
I feel really old, bitch. I'm 37, 15 years on TV. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's insane.
Where's
time flying. But yeah, there's so much going on between like filming and then this is going to be my first time having Thanksgiving at my house.
Oh, I love your house. It's going to be so nice.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. And then we're also doing Christmas Eve here. And then... I'm doing New Year's Eve here. And then a couple days later, I have CJ's birthday party. Then a couple days later, it's my birthday. And then
you got a ton of shit to do.
And we leave for Aruba. And honestly, I started booking all my Christmas stuff. So every weekend we're doing something Christmassy. Because I'm like, I love Christmas. I want to make memories for my kids. So I'm like, fuck it. I don't even care if I'm like, oh, if my mind's about to explode. Oh, yeah. And then my... Meatballs, I got approved to do a PTA event, which I'm super excited for. And it's like a cookies winter wonderland thing. And that's December 12th. So that I'm doing too. So I have a lot going on. And then also I have my PTA event that got approved that I'm going to be putting together as well, which is in December. So I have a lot on my plate, but I'm like, I'm here for it. I feel like if I don't have like a lot going on, I get bored. So we have like all the Christmas stuff. I have a lot to plan. So yeah, once I get to Aruba, I'm just like unplugging my device, my devices.
I mean, same. So yeah, happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving, bitches. Like we said, yes. We're not going to be on next week because we're going to be with family and eating turkeys.
I love Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, I love Thanksgiving. I'm so excited to like be a fat. Like I'm so excited for the stuffing. And
oh my God, the
mac and cheese, the sweet potatoes. Oh my God. Like, ugh. Like, marry me now. I'm so fucking excited to be fat.
I love leftovers. I'm actually kind of happy we're having it at my house so that I could have leftovers. I think I like leftovers better.
So yeah, leftovers. I ended up, when I had my YouTube channel with Jenny, we would like do like these random leftover meals. And this one was a pizza. So you put all the leftovers on a pizza.
Ooh,
and
a turkey pizza?
Oh my God, it was bomb. The turkey, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing all in one. And then you dip it in the gravy. Dina, it was the best thing I've ever eaten. And as I we're making it, I'm like, this looks disgusting. It looks like dog food. No, bitch. It was the best thing ever.
Yeah, I like doing sandwiches. Like a nice sandwich and dip it in the gravy. Oh, yeah. Gravy.
And we also did a calzone, a stuffed calzone.
I'm like, my mouth is watering thinking about Thanksgiving right now.
I love Thanksgiving.
Me too. Get it. Give me the turkey.
Yeah. So good.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving. I feel like a lot of people sleep on Thanksgiving. It's such a good holiday. It's you're thankful for things. Like,
yeah. Right. I mean, I feel bad that I don't decorate for it. I only have like one turkey. And I only decorate my living room with it. So like, my whole house is already Christmas. Like I love Christmas, favorite time, like makes me happy. The kids love the lights and everything. But when I do Thanksgiving for my family here, the dining room has like turkeys on the table.
Yeah.
So I don't fully ignore the turkey.
Yeah. That's my plan. So I actually got home from Jamaica and I was like, screw it. I'm decorating. So I decorated. Yeah.
Right.
My inside is decorated for Christmas, but I got like a nice centerpiece and you know, a Thanksgiving tablecloth and stuff like that. So my, like you said, my dining room will be Thanksgiving and then everything else will just be Christmas.
But I love it.
Me too.
I love this time of year.
What are you thankful for, Nicole?
Oh yeah, we should do what we're thankful for. I said it before or after this in our commercials, but I'm definitely thankful for Gina, my meatball, and our beautiful relationship. And I don't know where I would be without you, especially in the show. I feel like when Dina's not there, obviously I love everyone else, but when Dina's not there, nobody like wants to drink or like just do like silly things. So when Dina's not there, I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. But when Dina's there, I'm like
that's the main thing too. We like to be silly. Like, we're like, even if we don't drink, we're silly, I feel, you know?
Yeah, and we like to, like, just be stupid. So, thankful for D, and I'm thankful for my family. I'm so thankful to be a mommy to my three kids that I love so freaking much. So thankful for my family, and thankful for the amazing job that we have, and thankful for our fans for being able to just be ourselves and entertain you guys. And I'm thankful to be healthy and my family to be healthy. I mean, that's really all that matters.
Yeah. I feel like I'm thankful for the same stuff. I'm thankful for my meatball.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for my boys. I'm thankful for Chris. I'm thankful for, you know, the health and happiness we have.
Yes.
I'm thankful for just my beautiful family and the love that is shared all around us.
Amen.
All right. So getting into other stuff, you know what I saw online?
What?
I might be a descendant from aliens.
Ooh, same. Why?
Because They said that if you have O negative blood and Rh negative, it's like, I don't know how true this is, but they're saying like it's from like
Oh yeah, it's
ancestry.
mixed.
Yeah. So I have Rh. I have both. I have O negative. I'm a universal donor, and I am Rh negative. Like when I'm pregnant, I have to get the shot in my butt because the Rogam, because I have
Ooh.
negative. So I have both of them. So,
Wait, I don't know what I am.
and my mom is too, and my sister.
Oh yeah, you guys are aliens for sure.
We could be like descendants of like the certain alien group from back in the day.
Totally.
I'm like, this makes sense because of like how
yeah.
like tune I am with things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
no, I agree.
My sister are like that too. They're very like in tune with like what's going on around them, the people around them. They could read people, they could feel energy. And I feel
Same.
like I do that.
Yeah, I feel like I must be the same. I mean, I honestly don't know what blood I am, which I should.
You could get that checked. The
Yeah.
only I know is because when I'm like pregnant, I had to get checked to be if you're Rh negative, you have to get a certain medication throughout like for your pregnancy.
Oh, yeah, I don't
So you might
remember.
not be then because you didn't have to get a shot in your coolie, right?
No.
Yeah, so then you're probably not Rh negative.
All right, well, I'm definitely an alien.
Yeah, maybe you're a different alien, but I might have a bloodline of aliens, which is crazy.
Maybe I'm a universal alien. There's different aliens.
Yeah. And then how about getting into the alien thing, because didn't the government just say like there's aliens living in the ocean for sure?
Yeah, so they just did another congressional hearing about UFOs and disclosure. And that happened when we were in Jamaica. So I was literally like, I can't film right now. I need to watch Disclosure. Like they were like, yeah, well, you're not going to watch the congressional hearing. I was like, okay. But I ended up coming back and listening to all the podcasts. And yes, they did confirm, and they told the truth about USOs, which is the same as UFOs. It's just submerged. So in the water, USOs. And they've always said that aliens, a species of aliens does live in the ocean, like deep down in the ocean, because we only really know 25% of the ocean. Like we
Maybe
haven't discovered the entire ocean.
Uncle.
Yeah. So they're deep down in there, especially, you know, with their big spaceships. So they're deep down in the ocean. But then there is another species of aliens that are in space that come. There's a universal alien. There's like a ton of aliens. So it's not just one. But yeah, some live underground and then some live in the ocean, and they finally confirmed it. So Disclosure is almost happening, you guys. I feel like
Yeah.
this is the year where we're going to find out, because I also feel like Trump wants to find out. So he might push the envelope to like
Yeah.
get information out
It
there.
might be. And you know, it's just hysterical to me. Us millennials have been through it all, right? That at this point, we're like, oh, aliens. We're like, all right, let's just keep going with our day. Like, who cares? Like, no, I feel like we're just so like.
We're desensitized.
Yeah. We're like, well, all right. Well, there it is.
Yeah,
Like,
because I remember.
No one's freaking out. I feel like there's just shit going on that
Yeah,
everybody's like, well,
exactly.
just another thing. Just another day in the office.
Yeah, because last year I remember the first disclosure happened. So I feel like COVID really fucked us all up, because when COVID happened, nobody was on the streets. You were washing your freaking groceries and everything, wearing masks. And like people were in like spacesuits going out if they had to run out. Like we thought that was the end of the world, like apocalypse, like everybody thought they were dying. So I think after that happened, everyone's like, okay, like whatever happens, happens. Like we just went through the worst of it. So after COVID, that's when they had the first congressional hearing about aliens, and they admitted that they were in contact with aliens. They have spaceships from other worlds. Like they were like, yeah, we have that. And nobody said anything. It wasn't national news. No one was talking about it. Everyone was like, okay, there's aliens. Cool. What's up? Like, are we kidding?
We're like, okay, I need to go outside and wash my groceries. That was me. I'm like, wait.
Same. Me and Dee were out there washing groceries.
I
We were
would
spraying the Lysol.
Groceries, because you could barely get like an Instacart or anything. So when I ordered, I had to get like big orders. So I would be up there from like daytime to nighttime, freaking alcoholing and washing each freaking thing at a time before it entered my house.
Same. And I was the asshole that spent $200 on one thing of Lysol.
Oh, yeah, me too. I like so much Lysol.
Yeah, but I spent $200 on one bottle.
That was also so shitty. Like, people were upping formula.
How fucking crazy. Yeah.
I know, because Cam was still in formula, on form, or no, CJ was still on formula. He was only like one, and he was like still having a bottle. And
insane.
I'm like, oh my gosh. People were upping formula. I was paying like $40 for one can of formula. I'm like, this is fucking wild. This is wild.
Everybody took advantage of it. So
that just shows like the type of, you know, humanity, man.
Humans fucking suck. Everybody sucks.
Ugh. No, everybody's nice. I'm just joking.
No, us humans, we are not great. I mean, I'm not saying us. We are great.
We're
but
nice.
The human race, like, people are just.
They lose their shit.
Well, that's why the aliens are coming. They're like, you guys are fucking morons and you're ruining the planet, so we're going to have to step in.
Yeah. Good. I hope they do something.
Like Pantio.
Yeah. Oh, crazy pantses. Everything.
Alien. How did we get to talking about this? Oh, because you said you're descended from aliens.
Yes. My bloodline.
I love it. Love it.
My bloodline could be alien. Yeah. So that's crazy pants. I could have like an uncle that's an alien.
Totally. I wonder what type of alien you are, if you're gray or you're reptilian. Obviously we're different. We're different aliens.
Yeah, I haven't had time to really look into TikTok of where this all came from.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me know when you go down the rabbit hole. I want to know if you're gray or reptilian.
I could go down that rabbit hole. It is a certain type, and I guess
I feel like I'm a gray.
Here, like millions of years ago, when they like implanted their bloodline. Who the frick?
Oh, reptilians.
Maybe.
Do you ever shed?
No. I don't think I'm an actual alien. I think I'm just like,
do you have a third eye somewhere?
Descendants could be like millions and millions of years ago. And that's why I feel so connected to things.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's crazy pants.
So, you heard it here first, guys. We're aliens.
Yep.
Woo!
Oh, our meatballs are like, well, they're crazy.
Yeah, they're like, you guys are fucking weird.
Like, freaking weirdos.
I don't care. I love us.
Me too.
I think we're funny.
Yet we were so scared of aliens for that. That alien prank, if I wasn't so drunk, how embarrassing that
was.
No,
you guys, we were bombed. We were freaking drunk. We didn't know what was happening. And we were just thinking about our kids. Like, I would be so souped for an alien invasion, but I want to be with my family. So we were both freaking out because we weren't with our family.
And very drunk. Like, honestly, I probably wouldn't have even believed that prank.
No, after watching it sober, I'm like, this doesn't look real at all.
Oh, my God. And I was so dramatic and embarrassing. I'm like, okay, calm down, lady.
Both of us were not great. I'm like, Dina, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Hyperventilating. Like, calm down, lady.
Oh, we are so funny.
Oh, my God.
I love us.
We were like, she's so overdramatic. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to agree with you there. I was freaking overdramatic for that scene.
No, who cares? It's called reality television, Queens.
Yeah, so funny. I can't. Me and you are crazy pants.
Like, Gianni, turn on the news. Nicole, it's a prank. They're pranking you. Calm down.
I know, because, like, I cannot believe you even fell for that shit. I'm like, listen, babe.
We did, like, five fireball shots. Yeah. Like, leave us alone.
Fireball shots. We needed liquid courage to go down that freaking hill in a cardboard box that nobody else really wanted to do.
Yeah, nobody wanted to do it, so we were stuck doing it, and I was scared we were going to get hurt. So I was like, can we do a shot?
Yeah, I was like, screw it. All right, liquid courage, here we come.
Just in case you do get hurt.
And then a couple hours later, here we are freaking
Three Sheets to the Wind and freaking alarms are going off on TVs. I'm like, cool, this is nuts. Freaking, I can't. That's what set me off, the freaking alarm.
Yeah, I hate that noise. And I watch TV at night. Like, I can't sleep without TV. And at night, around like 2:30, 3 o'clock, they always do a test with that noise. And I'm like, oh my God. And it wakes me up every single time and I freak the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. Or like,
it's one of my biggest fears. Yeah.
On your phone, like, I'm like, oh my God, what's happening?
Yeah. Like, is it going down?
Yeah.
Because I'm prepared. Let's go.
Oh. Yeah, last night I heard just random thunder. Like, I feel like I haven't heard thunder in like months.
It's the government. They pushed a button.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I know. I'm actually happy about the rain today, to be honest with you.
We needed this.
Yeah, we definitely needed it.
Are we 95?
The plants.
Oh my God.
Well, it hasn't rained in like, there's like freaking lakes by my house that are.
Oh my God.
I'm like, where's the ducks swimming? Oh, wait, did they go south already? I don't even think so because it's been 80 degrees over here.
Oh, my God. We are so old.
But really
we
not.
We needed this rain.
Yeah, rain. We needed it. We definitely needed it. I feel oh, like shit. The trees and the plants are like, woohoo!
I can't. Lovely. Meatballs, we're funny.
I think we're funny.
We're silly.
We're silly.
We're so silly.
Yeah, there's going to be some funny, silly moments of what we just filmed, too. I think we're silly.
All right, let's get to meatball questions.
We have a couple of them. Okay, this is a good one for you, Nicole. Hi, Meatballs. Love the podcast. My question is, how did Dren get her name? Cat from Tampa, Florida.
Okay, so if you guys ever seen the movie Splice, it's Splice, right? Yes. So it's a movie, if you guys haven't seen it, make sure you see it because it's a good movie, but it's a movie about an alien, and it's an alien and they're trying to observe it. And this couple ends up kind of like adopting it. They treat it like it's their child. And the woman actually put her DNA in this alien. So she kind of created it, but it's an alien and it's like a nice alien and it's a girl alien. But it ends up like having sex with the husband. It's like fucked up. It's a fucked up movie. But when, but her name is Dren. But at the end of the movie, she turns into this masculine like monster, and she turns into a boy. She has wings, and she just starts fucking killing everybody. That is Dren. So like, I'm like nice and cutesy, like, oh, you know, it's me, Sookie, like fun, whatever. And then once Dren comes, she's fucking yelling at people. She's being nasty. So I don't even know who named me. I think Gianni did. He was like, you're Dren. Like, you change.
I haven't heard of this freaking movie.
Oh, my God. It's creepy. Yeah, it's not like, oh, my God, so scary. But it's more like fucked up. Like, what the hell is happening? So if you guys need like a fucked up movie to watch, Splice, that's where Dren is. And you will see the alien be like, you know, a nice girl to just freaking killing people. So that is where I got Dren.
And one thing I always see online, people think like Dren came out of nowhere. And I'm like, no, Dren, Nicole's been Dren since we've been filming. They just
since
never,
forever. We just never had a name for her.
Yeah. They just never, I guess, showed that we would call you that.
Yeah. I don't know. They're I haven't like, noticed.
Nowhere. Why all of a sudden is she Dren? I'm like, but she's been Dren when she turns like that. I think
maybe they didn't show it.
I feel like in the OG seasons, maybe they didn't like show that we would call you Dren. Like it wasn't so much of a thing.
I feel like I was always Dren, right?
Yeah. From as far out as I can remember.
Yeah, weird.
Okay. See, this is a good one. Do you guys have any stores you're really excited to hit up for Black Friday this year? I have to be honest, I have never been a Black Friday shopper. I'm more of a Cyber Monday shopper.
Same.
Because the crowds give me anxiety. I feel like everyone's wild. I guess maybe when I was younger, maybe I would go to the mall Black Friday just to hang out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I never went and like went shopping to get deals on Black Friday. I usually do that on Cyber Mondays, though.
I went one year. I forget when it was, but it was after Thanksgiving. and people were already lining up at Best Buy, and I wanted to get like something cheap there because it was like 50% off, even like 75. And there were people in tents. There was like a huge ass line, like you were waiting to meet fucking insane. It was crazy.
Like that, like I understand like getting a good deal and everything, but when people are like running on top of each other, at that point, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Well, I definitely think it's going to be crazy because inflation. So yeah. If anybody could get a good fucking deal on something, because nobody can afford anything anymore. Price, I mean,
fucking nuts. I just
crazy
the anxiety level, and because I have such anxiety, I just
Wouldn't be good for you.
Yeah, I just never did it because I'm like, I know I'm going to put myself in like a really bad situation.
Yeah, I feel like I would fight someone. I would definitely fight someone for something. So it wouldn't be good for me. I'd end up on TMZ punching somebody.
Yeah, I would just have a panic attack. The mall in general gives me a panic attack. So I can barely walk into the mall. For some reason, there's something about the mall. I don't know what it is.
Really?
But like the mall, I get anxiety in the mall. It could be empty.
I'm going to go to the mall right now.
Yeah, I there's something about the mall.
I love malls. It's so nostalgic.
Gives me like panic attack.
All right, well, I'll bring you to the mall and hold your hand.
Thanks. Like here and there I'll go if I get something or if I want to bring the kids to the toy store to pick some stuff out. But the mall in general has always given me like
spooky.
Spooky? No, just like panic attack. Like it's like it shakes.
Oh my God. Well, maybe you need a wine before you start shopping in the mall.
Yeah, probably. I like the outlets.
Oh, I love outlets.
Like, I like the outlet mall, but there's something about the mall that, like, I'm walking around and I'm like, I don't know. I get anxiety. I'm sure other meatballs understand where I'm coming from.
No, I get it.
Like, I just
I can understand it.
Not sure. I can't explain it. I can't explain it.
Well, if you meatballs are near one of my stores in Nashville, Huntington, Seaside, or Madison for Black Friday, we are doing a lot of deals. I'll be having like champagne and stuff. So it's a sip and shop. Yeah. And then you guys are getting a free gift with purchase. So like we do cute things for that. And then we have Small Business Saturday deals and then Cyber Monday deals. So I'm excited for, you know,
the best.
To be a small business retailer during the holidays because you get to do like fun things.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh yeah, I forgot. You just reminded me. So Christopher John is coming out with a Christmas pattern limited edition, and that'll be out next week. So keep your eyes out, meatballs. Because
Ooh, can I see?
I'll send it to you. It's so stinking cute. It's like we have a little girl's dress. We have a little boy outfit. We have a crop top, bell bottoms.
Oh, yeah. You got to get that out now, girl.
Yeah. So we're going to get it out the end of next week. I'm actually going to be putting, and we get everything out rather quickly because it's handmade and we
rather
ship.
Rather quickly.
Yeah. So, yeah. So limited edition Christopher John Christmas outfits coming. What? Because I said rather. Why are you laughing?
No, you sounded so professional.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
No, you're great. I love you. Yes. You make me laugh, Tate. You're funny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Wait, so they asked me, I'm sure you guys saw the episode about how I would eat Dina's ass. Not like eat her meat.
Actually eat me. Everybody wanted to eat me because
we said it again at the reunion and we all said no, it's not because you're fat, it's because you have a nice juicy butt.
Oh, thank
moron.
You
moron. I watched the episode and she goes, is she calling me fat? No, you freak.
Well, because all of them were like, yeah, I'd eat Dina, she's juicy. I'm like
well, juicy is a compliment. It's not it means you have a nice butt, man.
Yeah.
But and everyone said it, like all, even the boys. They're like, "Yeah, we need her too. She looks yummy."
We need her. I can't.
And he's like, "Yeah, she looks yummy."
He's so weird. He's like, he knows like I'm very like I'm very my arms is one of my things that I get very like what is the word?
He said he would eat your arm.
Yeah, I knew it because I'm very self conscious about my arms. And
well, you always ask him.
Well, yeah, because me and him are very open and honest. Like, I'll be like, do I look all right in this? Or like, he'll be like, do I look okay? And if I don't, I like, we're just honest with each other. So he knows, I'm like, is my arm look okay? And we just find, it's funny. So he knows my self-conscious thing is my arm. So I knew he was going to say he would eat my arm. I freaking.
My arm looks fat.
Always. And then like sometimes me and Vinny will, if like Chris isn't with me, I'll make him take like a picture of me sideways to see if I look fat in my outfit.
I can't. You guys are stupid.
We are. But yeah, I knew it. I knew he was going to say he ate my arm because he knows that I'm
there. No, he didn't say that. I was just kidding.
Oh, okay.
But he would say that.
I know. Freaking jerk. He likes to like flick my arm fat. He's such a dick.
I can't.
I can't either. All right. We're going to do one more question and then I have to go pick up little Cammy. So this is fun. Hello, my name is Hayden. I live in Florida. Have you guys ever thought about having an unofficial International Meatball Day around Epcot? Yes, yeah. Hayden.
We were just talking about this.
So bad.
I feel like we're just talking about this. So obviously me and Gina go to Disney every single year and we love going with our family. But last year when I was there, I was like, I would just love to like come with friends like one time and just like be at Epcot all day, eating, having drinks, shopping. Like that is on my bucket list for sure.
Yeah, same. Like we could go even for like just like a long weekend or even just a weekend and just do Epcot around the world. So we're not away from our kids for too long.
Yeah.
And we could dress up in all Disney stuff and then we would hit all of the Epcot stuff. I would love that.
Yeah, love we're doing it. When everything dies down, we're going to do it. Let's plan it.
I am down.
All right, meatballs. Well, we have to run, but we love you guys so much. Happy Thursday and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We hope you have an amazing time with family and friends. Happy holidays, and we love you so much.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Eat all the foods, meatballs. Drink all the wines, eat all the foods, and be a freaking meatball Thanksgiving.
Messy mama, we did it, D.
Let's get sauced. On Thanksgiving.